Imagine how it'd feel to win £10,000. Like you'd smashed it. With Set for Life, you could win £10,000 every month for 30 years. Set for Life from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Play Thursday online or on the app. Prize may be capped. Account terms, rules, procedures and game-specific rules apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Super, how are you?
Well, I don't want to start the show off on a real kind of maybe even bordering on disgusting note, but I know what's stronger than coffee, and that
what's stronger than coffee?
Accidentally dipping your hand in toilet water like a tea bag.
Why? What happened?
I don't know if you've ever done that accidentally.
No.
Misjudging the depth of the water in the toilet bowl, and you accidentally... I can't even say it.
What was happening? There was an unusual amount of water?
I don't know, Kelly. I'm not a plumber. I'm not a toilet expert.
Well, I feel like the designers of the toilet took that into effect and only allowed, typically, the water to come yay high.
Right, yay high.
So you don't have to be in danger of that.
Right, I don't know if it was because I was still half asleep. But
probably
as soon as you feel that cold water on your hand, that's just not a fun feeling.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Especially if you live in a household like I do, where some people like to let it mellow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were things mellowing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
So.
No.
Again, I don't want to necessarily kick off the 6 o'clock hour with, disgusting news, but I do. There are several things that we have highlighted over the past several years that are stronger than coffee in the morning. That is one, the sound of a cat barfing.
Yeah.
That'll wake you up super quick.
Sure. Great alarm clock.
Yep. The sound of a dog barfing. That's another one.
That too.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. And now I can add to the list, you gently dipping your hand in used toilet water like a tea bag as being another reason and another way that you can wake yourself
up
quickly.
That'll jolt you awake.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll jolt you awake.
All right. So,
okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get us off on that path here early this morning.
How many times did we wash our hands after
I
that?
Boiled my hands.
Okay, that's good.
I dipped them in boiling water.
Okay.
Okay.
Kids don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Guys, I don't want to start the list. Things that'll wake you up better than coffee. We're already getting text messages. I mean, we've already added the sound of a cat barfing as a surefire way to wake you up better than coffee. Another that I just added to the list, accidentally dipping your hand in used toilet water, that is a surefire way to wake you up. If not the cold jolt of realizing what you did on your hand, but the boiling your hand to disinfect it afterwards.
Yeah, that'll hurt. Kids don't do that.
Got a text message from a listener, better than coffee. How about stepping in dog poo and the feeling of it between your toes at 5 o'clock in the morning? Oh gosh. You know, really, let's just add stepping in any sort of animal waste in the morning.
Yes.
Like, so
vomit yes.
Yeah, you know, that I guess there's a adding to the list one and then 1A, the sound of a cat barfing, yes, but then stepping in that cat barf. When the lights
that's
are still
double whammy
yes
right there.
When the lights are still off and you're still you are still half asleep. So yeah, no good there. So anyways, I don't think we need to necessarily start this list here this morning, but whatever. Let's get to your feel good story. All right. We do this every single hour here throughout the morning. All right, Kelly K, you can pull us out of this.
Okay, all right. We're going to turn our attention to three dads from California.
Three
dads from California. They had seen the struggle of having multiple kids at home without having their own designated learning space. They were doing NTI. So they took it into their own hands, started building desks for kids who were learning virtually and needed a space of their own. So Fernando Rivera, he has three kids of his own.
Wow.
So he asked his brother, Andres, who has four kids, to help make them. They're both from Fresno. They both decided to make this kind of like a weekend project. And they figured, you know, why not put what they're doing on Facebook, see if anybody else is interested in maybe pitching in.
Sure.
So that got the attention of Fernando's brother-in-law, Martin Vasquez. He's got three kids. So then, before you know it, the post was shared like 6,000 times. People from all over the state reaching out, asking for desks. So they started selling them between like $50 and $65, which mostly was just going right back to the supplies to make more desks. And as of right now, they have sold 80 and given 120 of them away for free.
Oh, nice.
And they started off just kind of funding all of this themselves, but then they started accepting donations in the form of like headphones, backpacks, school supplies for kids who are in need. Most people who order the desks have picked them up, but then they were actually delivering them too. And they were really cute. Like, the design is really simple, but kind of, it's like a modern design. Really okay. Cute. So we'll tweet out the story. You can see it. Just a great idea. Three dads coming to the rescue for NTI.
All right. There you go. Feel good every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories. We give you these stories every single day right about this time in an effort to set the bar for your day very low. So whatever happens today, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? My day wasn't that bad. I didn't do that, right?
All
right.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. Kelly, you like shopping, right?
I do. I enjoy shopping.
Yeah.
Now, grocery shopping probably less fun than, like, you know, going to the mall. Going to my favorite stores, getting a great outfit.
Sure, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without, going number two in a box at the store and then putting it back on the shelf, you're doing okay.
Why? Where are we?
Meijer.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so bad. It's
I go there all the time.
Yeah, to Michigan we go, where a guy went number two in an empty box, closed it, left it on the shelf. Their security cameras recorded the entire thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I immediately think about
when
I hear stories like this? I think that somewhere that person has a mother.
Okay.
At some point had a mother, someone that gave birth to that person. And then I'm wondering if the mother ever sat there and thought, wow, looking into the baby's face, I really think that one day this baby's going to grow up, take a Duke in a box and put it on the shelf at the grocery store.
Yeah, maybe we don't, like, maybe it's not that so much as maybe as parents we need to actually have the talk. Because, you know, there's the sex talk that we all have to make, have with our kids at some point. But then maybe there's the don't poop in a box and put it on a shelf talk that you need to also have with your
maybe
kids.
Maybe we add that to the parenting talks. Maybe it's time we add that. Maybe.
And it
was just really the whole reason why things like this happened.
Right.
And we didn't include that in the parent talks.
An equally uncomfortable conversation, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe one that needs to happen.
But it could be shorter.
And didn't
because here's
happen
the talk.
Here.
Don't poop in boxes at the store. Okay? Like that. There you go. I think we just had it. We just had the talk.
I mean, maybe we add an asterisk, but if you have to. Dispose of it in a trash can.
No. I don't think we open that door.
All right.
If you have to.
All right.
Because again, that's how we get here.
Okay. All right.
That's the gateway to here.
All right. So again, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. So manage to make it through today without going number two in a box while you're shopping and putting it back on the shelf for someone to discover. Then you're doing okay.
Yeah, let's add a couple things to the parenting talks.
There you go. That's setting the bar. Okay. All right, nickel.
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 As in, you want a nickel back?
Yes. That's exactly right.
N-I-C-K-E-L, nickel.
There you go, nickel. Get that into the website at WDJX.com, and you can be $1,000 richer in Karen's cash. All right, feel good stories. We do this every single hour. Kelly K.
Just make sure that you don't put in Nickelback for the contest. It's not going to work.
And no, in this case, Nickelback will not help you win $1,000.
It will not. Just nickel.
Right.
All right. So really cool story about a parade thrown for a local 8-year-old who's undergoing heart surgery this week.
Oh.
Yeah. An 8-year-old from Jefferson County Public Schools got some much needed support yesterday. Loved ones from Audubon Traditional Elementary School threw Julian Edwards Jr. a drive-by parade on Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, super sweet. So he's undergoing heart repair surgery. And his mom said that just a number of people came together to wish him well. And she said she wasn't surprised at how many people wanted to show him support because of the kind of kid he is.
Mm.
Yeah, she says, I'm not going to say it's unbelievable because he's got so much love around him because he is love.
Aw, that is cool.
And a bunch of, his school friends and his family put it all together. And it's just a really cool show of support in the city. And we'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Every single hour right about this time, we give you stories that just put a smile on your face there on 99.7 DJX. Coming up every single year, this list is put out. And every single year, it divides households, it divides morning shows, it divides the city.
More divisive talk from Ben and Kelly.
Coming up next. Every single year, this list is put out by thecandystore.com, and it divides houses, it divides morning shows, it divides cities. It is the list of top Halloween candy by state. And I'm just going to say that Kentucky, if I gave you 30 guesses as to what the top Halloween candy for Kentucky would be, you wouldn't get it.
Never in a million years. So it's not Snickers.
Nope. Snickers isn't Reese's. Even in the top three.
Okay. M&M's.
All right. Reese's Cup did come in number two. For both Kentucky and in the, just Kentucky. So the number one Halloween candy for Kentucky is Swedish Fish.
No, it is not.
Now I have.
Did you create the list? You created it.
Now,
this came from your brain.
I've gone on record on this show as saying Swedish Fish is in my top three of all time candies. It is delicious.
Excessive.
It's a strawberry gooey flavor. And the secret to eating Swedish Fish is you keep the packet of candy in your pocket for a good 15 minutes and let your body heat warm it up a little bit. And
it's so, like crotch warmed.
Yes.
Swedish Fish.
That's
what you're saying.
Exactly right. Crotch warmed Swedish Fish is the number one. So yeah, number one candy for Kentucky is Swedish Fish. Reese's Cups and then Hot Tamales are third.
What?
Yep.
That is really unexpected.
Indiana?
Really unexpected.
It doesn't stop there. As Indiana, your number one is Starburst.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone's kind of staying in the little fruit chewy lane, aren't they?
I got to be
happening
honest.
What's the traditional chocolate?
Right.
It's Halloween.
Actually, the top three for Indiana, none of them are chocolate. You've got Hot Tamales is second, and Jolly Ranchers are third. Jolly
you
Ranchers?
You guys are doing it wrong.
I don't know, Hoosiers. I don't know what's happening. So, yeah, if now you look at Tennessee, I don't even know what Tennessee's thinking with Tootsie Pops, Saltwater Taffy, and Skittles. I will say, a good Saltwater Taffy is worth its weight in gold.
But this is not what I have ever handed out for Halloween. I haven't. You get your little bite-sized, the fun size Snickers and Crunch Bars and Kit Kats and Twixes, and that's the gold right there.
What?
That's Halloween gold.
Now, I already think I know your top three Halloween candy. Now, let's stick to the Halloween candy. But yeah, your top three Halloween candy, Kelly.
When you say, let's stick to the Halloween candy, is that your little way of saying, don't even say whatchamacallit?
Yeah, exactly, because that's not that a Halloween candy. Get away with that it's trash.
Only, you know what? They're only excluded because they haven't made fun size whatchamacallits. If they made fun size, they'd totally be in there.
Right. Okay.
Just saying.
So your top three.
Okay, so probably top three. Twix.
Okay.
I do love me some Twix. I would say Twix. Kit Kat.
And number one.
Snickers. Oh, wait. I was going number one, top down.
Oh, so Kit Kat's number one for you?
No. Twix.
Oh, Twix is number one. All right, so Twix, Kit Kat, and then Snickers.
And then the Snickers.
All right. All right.
Top three.
I'm going to have to say probably top three for me. The Snickers, I think, is number one for me. I do enjoy that. Then followed by the Swedish Fish. I love Swedish Fish.
Warmed in your pocket.
Yep, warmed in my pocket. Crotch Swedish Fish, the best way to eat them. I'm telling you what. And then number three, I'm probably going to say Butterfinger for Halloween candy.
All right. All right. Listen, that is tasty, but you have to limit yourself because of how it gets stuck
Kelly,
in your teeth.
Kelly, hang on a second. I forgot about saying. The Reese's Cups. Reese's Cups, they may knock Butterfinger off of my
really?
Number third. Yeah, I think I got to roll in with Reese's Cups because.
But see, Butterfingers gives you the crunch.
I know it does, but
you don't have the crunch with the Reese's Cups. When I think, really rich.
When I think about what candy I steal from my daughter's Halloween bags, it's always I always go towards the Snickers, the Swedish Fish, and the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups first.
CJR is like, where's M&M's? And that's a classic. Yeah. And I'm going to say, it's really difficult sometimes when I'm really feeling like I want meaty candy. I do the M&M peanut. But your traditional, just plain M&M's is a classic.
Yeah, no.
You really can't go wrong.
Sorry, traditional plain M&M's is trash. And that needs to stay at the bottom and in the dumpster.
It's not trash. Yeah. That is a classic.
Sorry, peanut M&M's only. And that is my rule. So anyways, if you want to see the list, we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can argue about it. Like I said, I don't mean to bring such divisiveness to the morning show here this morning. But, you know, when we start talking candy and Swedish Fish is number one, hey, you know what? I don't necessarily disagree with that because it's a fantastic candy. But
Allison's
yeah.
like, what about Pennsylvania? It has to be. Hershey's, right? Hershey bars.
Yeah, it's the mini Hershey candy. Like it's the mini variety Hershey bar.
So
you know,
they're doing it right.
Right, with
in Pennsylvania.
The Mr. Good bar, the crackle, the Hershey's and the dark Hershey's and stuff like that.
You know what I almost bought? I almost bought yesterday. 100 grand bar. Those I feel like are like a sleeper hit.
Mm.
Like they get no respect.
Does that have
never get mentions? But it's tasty and delicious. It's got caramel in it
and pretzels,
with a little crispy. No, it's a little like Rice Krispies.
Oh, okay, all right.
And all the chocolate.
So yeah, if you want to see it, you can argue about it yourself at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, free therapy.
So I've been dating this young lady for about 3 weeks, and we're really into each other.
Yeah. Really into each other until they made it to second base. What happened? What?
It's about to get awkward.
What happened rounding second base?
What's the second base?
That is free therapy coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Home of the $1,000 a day with Karen's Cash. Your word this hour, nickel, N-I-C-K-E-L. You could win $1,000 just like Darcy Benson.
No way.
Yes way, Darcy.
I never win anything. Are you serious?
Yes, it's almost like you're reading off a script, Darcy. Yes, congratulations.
Oh, my God. I almost didn't answer this call.
Yeah. Well, glad you did.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this.
All right, well. Congratulations. $1,000. You got in $1,000 worth of Karen's Cash before our manager got called. So that's exciting for everyone involved. So congratulations to Darcy. Another opportunity for you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm very excited.
It's like, Darcy, we're going to need you to read this, okay? When we call you and tell you you want $1,000, just stick to the script, okay?
Oh, my goodness. I never win.
I never thought it could be me. But yay. Alas, Here I am.
My luck has changed today.
We kid.
We love her. I know. People get taken off guard. They do.
Right.
They do.
They don't know what to expect. They think it's a phone tap. They think it's... They don't expect to hear us.
What voice did you use? Did you say, is Darcy there?
Hey,
hi there. My name is Robert Hossam Pepper.
I need to talk to Darcy Benson. Trust us.
Oh, don't use that one either.
We got $1,000 for you.
See, now I get it. She didn't trust it.
Okay, yeah, another winning word for you. Coming up here at right around 8 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next. It's free therapy, and everything was going great. They decided, you know, Josh called us because, you know, it was after they decided, you know what, I think it's time we take our relationship to the next level.
You know what song's in my head? Your Body's in Wonderland.
Oh.
Maybe he put on that song and is like, hey, how about... You and me.
How about you and me?
How about?
Yeah. There's that. So Josh,
could be.
With those interesting questions and how to approach what happens next.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right, so Josh, he's confiding in us. We've changed his name. And... I guess start at the beginning with your girlfriend.
So I've been dating this young lady for about 3 weeks, and we're really into each other.
Gotcha.
You know, I felt very attracted to her when I first met her. She seemed attracted to me.
I mean, that's a good start. That's a great.
We decided to take our friendship to the next level, and we were gonna, you know, get intimate.
Ah, okay. So that is an important decision, and you know. I guess, marker of any relationship, you know, kind of taking it to that next level.
Sure, it's crossing the line.
Right. Okay, continue, Josh, sorry.
And as we were having our little foreplay, I was touching her behind. You know, I got into her pants and I touched her behind, and it was fuzzy.
Mm.
Very, very fuzzy.
Okay, so...
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Back the truck up.
Okay.
What's he saying? That he discovered some butt cheek fuzz?
Josh, go, yeah, what?
It turns out that she's got serious hair butt, like, or butt hair. Like, vicious.
Okay.
And I instantly got turned off. I told her my stomach was feeling weird from the sushi.
Okay.
But in actuality, I was just sick to my stomach from the butt hair.
Okay, so how do you... in a new relationship approach this when something now this is not her fault.
No, it's not.
She has no control over this.
Doesn't everybody a little bit to a certain extent
have butt hair?
Hashtag fuzzy buns.
Yes. Hashtag fuzzy buns. Okay, so she's got fuzzy buns. So is that a deal breaker? That's not a deal breaker, is it? Or is it?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. We got a text. Get Sarah Jordan on the phone. Ideal Image.
Ideal
you need to call Ideal Image stat.
Hey, Ideal Image.
I haven't heard talk about that specifically in the commercials.
We got. Could you imagine? Hey, if your significant other has excessive butt hair and you would like to give them a smooth bottom, call Ideal Image.
Yeah. I'm so uncomfortable.
You know, listen, I get it though, because especially if you're not expecting it and you're thinking everything is going to be like, all right, here we go. It's go time. Green light. All right. Whoop, whoop.
Well, if it's a forest, then maybe. I just can't.
Okay. So I need to know how thick, really, to get a good gauge on this. Like, if you've seen pictures of me, sorry to use me as an example here.
Wait, didn't we prep your canvas before we spray painted your butt?
No, I'm saying if we used me as an example and you looked at my face and my beard, was it like running your hand through my beard type of thickness?
Oh, let's hope not. I would say is not normal.
Okay.
That is not normal. People typically don't have beards on butt cheeks.
Jamie texts in and says, guys, this is how we lose advertisers. Hashtag rip mattress firm. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, it's probably best that Sarah has the ideal image endorsement and not us.
We're throwing them some extra mentions.
But seriously, though. All right. So Josh confided in us in this. He's like, he likes the girl, but how does he get over this physical trait that she can't control? All right. So 502.
And maybe she's not even like aware that has ever been an issue.
Free therapy. Josh confided in us and said, listen, as I was rounding second on my new girlfriend. Sorry.
Why do you say it like that?
He discovered she had a hairy butt. Now, listen, I have and have had a hairy butt for years. You know, and again, I think we have also said she can't control this. Like, this isn't this isn't a personality trait. This is a physical trait that she can't control.
Exactly. And it's something that, you know, I'm sure she would be completely mortified if she even knew he was aware of.
Right. Andrew, the love doctor, has called our show for years, always likes to chime in on these sort of situations.
Here's the thing. If he's really into her, then it's not a deal breaker. Is it something they need to probably talk about? If they start to get intimate, yeah, probably a good idea. But, you know, there's always ways to fix that issue if it's not something that else is going on with her. But to the deal breaker, he just got to determine if he's really that much into her and likes her that much. Because the physical aspect is great.
Yeah.
But it also goes away after time, so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is true.
Yeah.
There's got to be a deeper level for the relationship. Now, we got a text from Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like the dude needs to grow up. Why are women expected to be perfectly groomed, but men can walk around looking like part Sasquatch? Women have body hair. Get over yourselves.
Stephanie says, listen, you know, women, and she probably deals with this embarrassment daily, so don't make fun. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, this isn't a personality trait where she snorts or whatever when she laughs or something. I mean, this is literally something she can't control. So I think, you know, everybody's saying, hey, hair is hair.
Uh-huh.
That shouldn't be a deal breaker. Just think it was probably just came as a shock. And maybe he just needs to marinate in it and then, you know, move on.
You know what came as a shock to me is the fact that he trusted us to tell us this information and thinks we're going to be able to help.
I think we did, Kelly.
I think we did, too.
I think we did, too. All right. If you want to.
It's going to be fine. She sounds amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so get over it.
Get over it. And good luck, you know, rounding second. And going for third, hopefully you can slide into home there very soon.
Oh, God! I knew you were
going to
say that.
All right, feel good stories. We do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
How would you like to go to hell?
How would I like to go to hell? Are you
talking
threatening
about hell,
me?
Michigan.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So there is an unofficial mayor of hell.
Oh.
Because they actually don't, I guess, have an actual mayor.
Gotcha.
But a guy named John, he has proclaimed himself mayor of the town, and he's inviting you to actually be mayor of hell for a day, 24 hours, by renting a specially outfitted mayor's lair on Airbnb.
Residents can book an Airbnb for this hell on earth tiny home in the town of Hell, Michigan.
Ah.
The self-proclaimed mayor of the unincorporated town, John Colon, is offering his mayor's lair for 3 nights in October. He says you could be mayor for a day at a cost of roughly $31. You know, like October 31.
Okay, that seems reasonable there.
I mean, you get in the lair a queen-size bed, gothic-style sitting area, fire pit, outdoor movie screen, and pumpkins to carve. So they provide activities, too.
Ah, wonderful.
And you get to call yourself mayor for 24 hours.
Mayor of hell.
Of a town. Yes, exactly. How fun would that be? We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. I don't know if that's a feel good, I guess.
Yeah, it's feel good. Go to hell. In Michigan.
Okay. There you go. At Ben and Kelly Show there on 99.7 DJX. Can I complain that any of these debates are on too late? I like the vice presidential debate was on last night, and it just started way too late. I was like, oh.
Yeah, they're always way too late.
But I will say that by the end of the debate, a fly had a Twitter account and a platform.
That's great. This is what the American people take away from these things.
These things.
Is the fly on Pence's head.
Yeah, there was a fly that, you know, maybe for, what, 30 seconds, maybe even a little longer, maybe a little less.
It hung out for a while. I read somewhere it was 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Hang time. Just somewhere, sometime during the debate, you know, they were sitting there, you know, Pence on the right, Kamala Harris on the left, and... fly just
thank you for pointing that out because we were confused who was on what side.
Well, I'm used to doing that in my own photos, right?
I know. It's not we always have to identify where you are.
But you can see it because he has such like stark white hair, clean cut, stark white hair. Yeah, absolutely. And it just boop right there on his.
It just hung out. You know what it was? It was listening to the issues.
Yeah.
It was really the fly was deciding. You know, which way am I going to go?
Yeah, it was just sitting there going, okay, I've heard you. All right, now you. Okay. I'm getting it all. All right, wonderful. By the end of the debate, actually not even by the end of the debate, the fly had a Twitter handle, it had a platform, it had everything.
That's what the internet does.
There it is. That was the takeaway from the vice presidential debate last night. If you want to know more about just like where your polling place is, some information on that, we've got all that super easy for you, whether you're in Kentucky or Indiana, up at WDGX.com. Just click on the Vote 2020 banner there.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh, coming up. I'm rolling my sleeves up, Kelly. I feel overdressed for this because I'm wearing
Start shedding some clothes?
I'm just saying I'm wearing an actual button down shirt. And
why are you doing that? Because there's literally no one in your building.
I know. You working out of your home studio, I could understand if you, you know, wear jammies? Entire show.
Yeah, exactly. Still wearing the lounge pants. But listen, I still make the attempt to put makeup on for you, Sparky. That's literally just for you. You're the only person looking at me right now on the camera, so you're welcome.
Okay. Anyways, I'm rolling up my sleeves because we're diving into Throwback Thursday, which is the weekly segment where we throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Your requests make up our playlist. Next.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it back. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Amy starts it off with a tweet. Well, I think you got to do something for the fly, right? Big
What's
timers.
Up? Fresh is our turn.
Okay. Still fly? Is that how we're starting it? Throwback Thursday. Let's go. All right. Throwback Thursday. Text from Chris. For TBT, can you play the song that Justin Bieber's in? That mind, and it says me, I think. I don't remember the name. It was in the movie Marmaduke. Oh, God. That's, all right. I'm just going to assume you mean Eeny Meeny by Sean Kingston. Justin Bieber. Okay, Throwback Thursday.
She's indecisive. She can't decide. She keeps on looking at me.
Show you what you're missing. Oh, I can't stop on Justin Bieber. It's just such a sweet, sweet boy. Which, by the way, he and Crocs came to a deal, so that's exciting. October 13th, you can get some Justin Bieber Crocs.
So, is his face going to be on the Crocs?
No, it's all his. It's his Drew, you know, clothing line.
Drew House.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. My son will probably buy some.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
He's all about the Crocs.
All right.
We do have a birthday.
Okay.
Sam says Sam here. Today's my 23rd birthday. Can I say what's my age again?
Ah, yes.
You can.
23. Nobody likes you when you're 23, I hear. Throwback Thursday. Have a happy birthday. All right, this is Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX.
Also to Ashley, she's having a birthday too.
All right, cool. Jenna rolls in and says, oh, cancel that. I want a fly theme. I believe I can fly. Oh, is that I believe I can fly.
Wait a second.
I believe I could touch the sky.
I can be on board with this thing, but I don't know if I can go with that one.
Right.
This one.
Yeah, another tweet at 99.7DJX. Can't do a fly theme without rolling in with Sugar Ray. Yeah, no, we agree. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Brittany, if it's a fly theme, how about Nikki's Starships? I think that's the name of the song. LOL. Okay, well, we can, I guess.
LOL.
Oh, she does say, I just want to fly something, something, fly, fly. Okay, fly.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Throwback Thursday.
To the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bed like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'm gonna blow all of my money and don't give up.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Kind of like the theme that we've backed ourselves into here. The little fly theme, courtesy of the fly that made its national debut last night. Ashley,
during the debate.
Yeah, Ashley rolls in. Sticking with the fly theme, how about Missy Elliott, Super Duper Fly? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that has to happen, sure.
Yeah. What is this, The Rain? Is that what it's called? Yeah, that's what it is. Super Duper Fly. All right, there you go. All right, how about a little Missy Elliott here this morning? Throwback Thursday. Billy Show giving me life this morning. Oh, yeah, love that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, peel it away from the fly theme for just a hot sec.
But we're coming back.
Still so far. Just way too much. Throwback Thursday.
Where are we going next?
Well, Liv tweeted, still fly big timers. We actually kicked that off with the little fly theme.
We
so
did, yes.
Thank you, Liv.
Oh, she missed it.
Carlisle says, fly theme throwback Thursday is amazeballs. All right, thank you. I love that. I love that. All right, we got
it. Someone suggested that they thought maybe a different theme would have prevailed, as in hashtag fuzzy butt. I don't think there's as many songs for that.
About
I
fuzzy
think
butts.
Much better lane to be in. Yeah.
Lenny. I wish that I could fly. Just the Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Like, can we talk about the fact that Lenny Kravitz, as a grandpa, puts us all to shame with how fit he is?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, wow. I mean,
yeah.
Listen. You know, game recognized game. I mean, dude's doing well. Dude's doing well.
Amazing.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. Thank you all for all your fly requests. Another one, Throwback Thursday. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Make me go crazy. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back to back.
Casey texted, my request from last week with the was the kicker song that you started off with. Hashtag still dancing like an idiot driving down the road. Hashtag don't care. Hashtag feel sorry for my husband behind me that has to watch it.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Kit Kat texts in and says, is doing a fly theme TBT and I'm living for it. Throwback Thursday.
We all are.
Yep. Thursday on 99.7 DJX, 36 Mafia, obviously fly theme related, thanks to the literal insects national debut last night on the vice presidential debate. Listen.
Literally on the vice president's head.
Right. We don't choose the lane that you guys decide to walk down for Throwback Thursday every week. We just kind of follow your direction, and this is where we're going. So, text from a listener. Throwback Thursday got me feeling like so fly like a G6. All right, yeah, yeah. A lot of people going...
That's for Aaron.
Yeah. A lot of people going, there are surprisingly a lot more songs about fly than I knew. Yeah.
Statement.
Throwback Thursday. Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard. G6. G6! All right, Throwback Thursday.
Erica texts in, look down, going 80 in a 55. This fly theme is not good for my driving record, but my soul loves it.
Fly theme isn't good for my soul. Yeah, when you look down and you're like, oh, whoops.
Oh, whoops.
Whoops, so sorry. Sorry about that.
My bad.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Leslie, TBT on DJX is on point right now. Sitting in my driveway as my husband, children, and the dog looks at me like I'm crazy. Yeah, yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah, plenty more to get you here on Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I mean, guys, there's a lot of people who are pointing out the fact that so many different Nickelback songs have the word fly in it, and I'm trying to resist.
Listen.
I try my hardest every single week not to push the Nickelback button, right?
It does have a button. But
I will say that plenty more have also said we gotta pay our respects to the Foo Fighters. Learn to fly.
The Foo!
Yeah!
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest, I don't know when the last time DJX would have played the Foo Fighters, but here you go. Soak it in on 99.7 DJX. Alright, so let me just read Whitney's explanation for this, okay? Can I do that?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah, alright.
Whitney says, Ben, you know that Hero starts with I'm so high, and I have to agree, because yes, Chad Kroeger Hero, which I do like to play sometimes and call it Nickelback, because yes, Chad Kroeger, it's
okay it's, I was thinking for a hot second Mariah Carey,
is that
so
fly,
we're
though?
In Nickelback lane,
is that okay. Fly though, I don't know if that's fly. All right, let's just see. Okay, I am
so
high.
That was so gently done.
Let's just see, okay? I'm so high, I can hear ever.
Over ever.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Probably not. Probably not. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not valid.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. All right, Throwback Thursday. Rock your body. We're stupid. We're stupid.
Get it in there, though.
That's what she said.
You did.
Oh, God. All right. Throwback Thursday. Backstreet's back. All right. Backstreet's back. All right. All right. Get to a DM from a listener. I cannot believe you guys have made it this long without playing the best fly song there is in the world.
Okay,
wow.
What is that?
Okay.
What is that? What is that? That is a big statement.
Owl City. Fireflies. Listen, I'm not going to disagree. It goes hard. Just reminds you of a certain place, a certain time.
It
takes you back.
Goes hard.
Goes hard. You know what? Apologies. Apologies. Here you go. Throwback Thursday. You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. I mean, it always goes so fast and always goes so hard, and it's always over before you know it. And
I figured that Owl City would break TBT, and it did.
Yeah, so we kind of
it was fun, though.
Backed into a fly theme this morning here on Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. So thank you for all the requests. And, you know, we got to a good, healthy chunk of them, so...
I mean, who knew there were so many songs that had fly in it?
Yeah, who knew?
Perfection.
We are blessed for having gone on this ride together, aren't we?
It was a journey. An unexpected yet wondrous journey.
Yes. All right, feel good stories. We do this every single hour here. Kelly K.
So Nina Quasarano is a teacher in Michigan, and she was supposed to be kind of turning this like RV into like a tiny home on wheels for herself. But mm-hmm. instead, she decided to turn it into a bookmobile to make sure that kids could have books to read during the pandemic.
Wow, from WNEM.
What was supposed to be a tiny home for student teacher Nina Quasarano is now a library on wheels.
I wanted to find a way to provide books for the kids that wasn't going to cost anything for the teachers or take anything out of their own classroom library.
This bookmobile has around 2,000 books for students in grades K through 8, with thousands more donations that haven't been added just yet.
Wow.
They can check out books. I'll take it out of the circulation. I'll put it in a bag for them.
Students can either visit the bookmobile or have their books delivered.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that neat? Now, it does take money to keep this kind of thing going, so right. She did create a GoFundMe to kind of help keep it open, and we'll tweet out the story. You can read more about it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Every single hour, we do that throughout the morning here on 99.7 EJX. We do feel good so we can give you setting the bar stories, right? Florida makes the show just about every single day. This is a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing some naked sunbathing in the park, you're doing okay.
Well, I get it. You don't want the tan lines. However, I feel as though the choice of the public setting for your sunbathing is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I can't necessarily blame him, so to speak, Quentin, 39-year-old, where he was, where a park worker found him just lying completely naked on an observation deck.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Sun up or sundown?
Are you talking about his willy? Are you talking about...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Which way was he laying? Was he laying sun up or was he laying face down? I need to know because that I don't have one, but I feel like ow.
I think it was sun up.
Gosh.
Because the worker asked him.
Properly protect it.
Listen, the worker asked him if he was enjoying the park. And according to the report filed by the police, Quentin replied yes while lying on the deck with his bits exposed.
Well, of course.
Indecent exposure.
Again, sunning himself.
Yeah. So here's a list of some of the other charges that were applied to Quentin.
There's more?
Yeah. He was charged with drug possession, ID fraud, and possession of stolen credit cards. And I'm like, yo, where were you keeping those?
Yeah, he wasn't. He didn't have pockets.
The credit cards, I guess, could fit, you know.
Stop!
In the slot.
Stop! We're not talking about nature's pockets. Stop it!
Anyways.
It's not good.
Yeah, these are small examples of what not to do. And I realize it's going to get up to 80 today. But that doesn't give you license to...
No, if you have a private backyard, you do you.
Yeah,
however.
Yeah, you do whatever you want in your private backyard.
But you're in a public park. Let's not do that. Plus also sunscreen.
Never had that area of my body burned, but... I can only imagine it's pretty painful. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll go to Canada for this next one, where, you know, Facebook's algorithms are updated quite frequently to keep inappropriate things off of the social media site, right?
Uh-huh.
So when Jackson McLean, their manager at Gay's Seed Company in Canada, got a notification that a picture for an ad that he submitted got flagged as smut and overtly sexual and was taken down, he was kind of confused. Because what's he peddling? Did he accidentally attach the wrong file? You know, I mean, people have done that
before. Oh, that could have happened.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Accidental upload.
Yeah,
sure.
From CDC there in Canada.
Now, Facebook has a problem with what you're holding in your hand there, these Walla Walla onions.
Yeah, Walla Walla.
Walla Walla onions?
Onions. It was an ad for onion seeds.
I guess depending on how you look at it, you might see things as if it's some kind of psychiatric test. What's Facebook's problem?
Yeah, so what's Facebook's problem with some onion seeds, huh? There, Jackson, explain yourself.
Well, we got notified the other day that it's an overtly sexual image.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
It's a packet of onions, Walla Walla onions, and it's got flagged, got dinged by Facebook's algorithm as overtly sexual. Why?
That they had to ban from the site, unfortunately. I guess something about the two round shapes there could be misconstrued as boobs or
right.
Something.
Yeah.
Nudes.
Nudes or boobs.
Nudes. Send nudes.
Yeah. So they said they do, you know, Facebook advertising, and they were advertising the fact that they have onion seeds at their seed company, which, why wouldn't you?
You want to show your product.
Absolutely. And Facebook saw it. We're like, whoa.
We can't be looking at that.
What are those
Look
round?
Away.
What are those round, voluptuous things staring me in the face?
Those are too bulbous.
Those are too just
bulb-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of a funny little misunderstanding there. And
are you putting the picture up somewhere? Because I kind of feel like I need to see mm-hmm. how much they do actually resemble Naughty Bits.
Yeah, we're going to get it up. at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com, you can see the onion boobs that was flagged by Facebook there.
I'm looking up onion boobs.
Onion boobs, yet another Google search that could be our downfall if management...
Oh, don't Google that. Don't look that up.
Don't look don't up look onion boobs? Up. All right.
Yeah, don't look that up. Whoa.
Good to know. It's Lewis Capaldi, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. When I think of Lewis Capaldi, I think, British singers, and that makes me think of Ed Sheeran, our ginger brother from another mother. And did you happen to see the story coming out now about Ed Sheeran? Who we haven't talked about in a long time because he's kind of stayed off the grid. And Ed Sheeran, you know, his wife, Candy there, and he had...
Cherry,
had a baby.
Yeah. But that was pretty much the last time we talked about him.
Right. So apparently his manager talked about the fact that the reason why he got stitches on his face and Princess Beatrice apparently slashed his face when she was trying to jokingly knight James Blunt at a drunken party, swinging the sword back, not knowing Ed was behind her, cutting him in the face, and then knighting James Blunt. So, like...
He didn't really even use really nice words, though, about Princess Beatrice.
Yeah, blanking idiot was kind of like the term that he used. Yeah. Things happen at a drunk party. I'm not going to say that I've ever been at a party that we've all been drinking at where someone's tried to knight someone with an actual sword and get cut That's with good. Stitches, but there have all been right. some idiotic things that have happened at drunk parties, this being one of them from Ed Sheeran's past. So I think it's kind of funny now that, you know, what was this? Like, this was several years ago, I feel like.
It was a while ago, yeah. It's kind of funny that, you know, he's decided to kind of talk about it again. The other story that kind of came out recently about Ed Sheeran I thought was comical was that he was told he'd never make it in the music industry if he didn't dye his hair.
Oh, yeah, black. They wanted him to dye his hair black.
Could you imagine?
No.
I can't picture it.
No. Nope.
Like, not at all. And, like, that should matter when you have the talent that Ed Sheeran has. I mean, come on, music industry.
I know. And just saying. So, anyways, didn't think we were going to end the show with some Ed Sheeran news, but here we are.
There we go. It's a nice little bow to tie the whole show up with today, right?
There you go. If you wanted to catch up on what you missed, you can always get it on our podcast, WDJX.com. Everything from free therapy, which was exciting. If you need to see the picture of the naughty onions, that is up because Kim had texted us and said, hey, I need to see this naughty onion picture. Can't find it on your website. Yeah, it is on our website. We've tweeted it out as well, at Ben and Kelly Show. But if you just shoot us a quick text, we'll send you the link
for research.
For research purposes, how onions could look like boobs, according to Facebook. or something else. I don't know. I'm assuming they're thinking it looks like boobs. So
who knows?
There you go. All right, so that'll do it for us. Like I said, anything you missed on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.